Thank you, ladies. I really enjoyed that. That was nice. There was peace. My friends, we're going to start today's lesson with me asking each of you a question. Please take a moment to think right now, to think on what is going on around you these days, past week, past month, today. What's going on in your life situations? What are you experiencing out here? What are you feeling out here in the world? Is your life, your garden out here in the world full of goodness, peace, and joy? Or have the weeds of emotion, lack, anger, fear, and such resulted in a garden of despair? What is it that you are thinking about throughout the week, right now, this moment? What is it that you are planting in your minds right now, this moment? And what has the nature of your harvest, of your fruit, look like? Think about it. Let's get on with our lesson. A number of years ago, my wife Dawn and I traveled to the northern neck of Virginia, where we purchased a small house. For many months after we purchased this house, we set about digging up weeds, uprooting overgrown thorn bushes, and performing all other kinds of yard work so the outside area of the house would look nice. We also went out and purchased a number of plants and flowers and placed them in the back deck in a brand new planter boxes. Yes, how beautiful the flowers and the plants looked. Just gorgeous. Well, realizing that we would not be spending every weekend at this house, we asked one of our neighbors if he would please tend to the flowers and the plants by simply watering them a couple of times a week. And to our delight, he said he would be happy to do so. All was well. A couple of weeks passed, and Donna and I decided to go to the river house for the weekend. After arriving, we walked out on our back deck and immediately noticed that all the beautiful flowers and plants we had planted had wilted and were dead. The soil was dry. No one had watered the plants or the flowers. And of course, they simply withered away. Although a bit put out because the neighbor who said he would water the flowers and plants did not, what could we really say? These were our flowers, our plants, our garden, so to speak, for us to take care of, to tend to feed, to water, to prune and cultivate. That was our job. And so it is that across the land and around the world, since time began, individuals go about planting this or that, hoping for a robust and healthy harvest. The good soil is there, just waiting for the seed, the bulb, the sapling, or the root to be introduced into it. And once the planting is done, the individual must water and tend to his garden to ensure healthy growth. Also, since there are weeds that tend to grow in gardens, it is necessary to uproot them so that they do not take over that which has been planted. Yes, there is no getting away from it, my friends. We must tend to our gardens, or there shall be no good fruit, no good growth, no beautiful flowers, no healthy trees, nor plants. Just the weeds and dead plants and such. By the way, metaphysically, a garden is a spiritual body in which man lives when he brings forth thoughts after the pattern of divine ideas from God mind within that lives him. This garden, within the very substance of God, it is pure and perfect consciousness that resides in the kingdom of heaven within. And to the point that we recognize it and go within to live in it in prayer, in meditation, in the stillness, the garden of our life experiences out here before us shall reflect all of its glory in our lives, or not. In Genesis 2:16, we learn that God gave the garden to man to dress it and keep it, to care for it, because out of it come the issues of life. And so, man's primary work in the earthly consciousness is to use his creative power to preserve and foster love, harmony, and order in his world, and to conserve his powers only for divine direction from God. When the conscious is imbued, is full of the good of God, of the truth of him and us, that consciousness brings forth from within, without, the most glorious and beautiful and loving demonstrations in our lives. Life is indeed glorious. Life is indeed wonderful. Life is indeed full and complete. Just like a vegetable garden, a flower bed, an orchard are tended to and cared for so they may bring forth only the best and healthiest fruits and vegetables and most beautiful flowers, so too must our consciousness be tended to, so that it may bring forth only the truth, beauty, and goodness of its true nature, its source, our source, God, the Father of all. In Genesis 2:8 we read, "The Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed." What you and I think upon throughout the day, throughout the weeks and months and years, what we think upon with feeling, with emotion, comes to be firmly established in our subconscious minds, my friends. Thus, it is through limited and skewed consciousness, through thoughts steeped in the belief in a separation from God, a belief in some God that is somewhere far off in the skies, separate and apart from us, that our error thinking, our human and limited thoughts, bring about of their own kind out here in the world of our experiences. And so, my friends, we cannot plant weeds and poison ivy and thorn bushes and expect that roses and orchids shall come forth in our lives. That's never going to happen. Ever. This is the law. To this end, John 15, verses 1 through 5 are quite appropriate for today's lesson. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he cleanseth, that it may bear more fruit. Already ye are clean because of the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, so neither can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For apart from me, ye can do nothing. Yes, my friends, when tending to the garden, to the vineyard, to the orchard, we must know that for good fruit to come forth, we must tend to the branches. And by the pruning and tending to the branches, we must abide in the vine. And abiding in the vine means we look within to our truth, to the vine grower, God, for all things good. And this is how we maintain a garden of truth in our lives, my friends. A garden of goodness, the garden of God consciousness within each of us. Likewise, it is our everyday lives and our relationship with others. A boss, a friend, a spouse, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a co-worker. That the thoughts that we think and dwell upon are to be of love, respect, goodness, and understanding. Because when we think on and entertain anger and distrust of a loved one, then anger and hurt shall be the fruit that is brought forth from within and experienced in the outer. And no doubt, that relationship shall suffer or end. Likewise, when a friend earns a promotion over us or before us, and when we harbor jealous and angry thoughts because of his or her good fortune, the manner in which we address and treat him shall be full of disrespect and ill will if we bear him malice. Conversely, my friends, when we go within and we dwell in the house of the Lord, in God consciousness, in the Garden of Eden, the kingdom within, when we feed the consciousness with thoughts of God, of good, we shall realize love, gratitude, thankfulness, and joy for ourselves and for others about us. It is then that our friends, our spouses, our co-workers, and even strangers shall feel, literally feel, the loving light of Christ that goes before us, shall feel and sense the good fruit from within, the God consciousness of each of us. And so it is that to look out before us with a sense of peace, with a sense of love, with a sense of gratitude and appreciation, knowing that what we see and feel is good and very good, we must always practice the presence of God. And this practice includes humble. This practice includes humble and earnest prayer. The seeking and realization of God within for no other reason than to know him all the more. We ask for nothing but to know him. And should we fail to go within to commune in consciousness with our Father, you can bet, my friends, that the weeds of the ego, the arrogance and ignorance of limited human thinking, shall result in a barren and sad garden of life experiences, full of frustration and limitation, all created and brought about in our very own thinking by the nature of our thoughts. Yes, indeed, we create our own circumstances out here in the world. We have no one else to blame. No one. You know, I know a man that used to own a company. Yes, I know that man that I knew. And he knew which of his employees were the most productive, the most professional, those that understood the value of teamwork, and those that exhibited positive performance and professional demeanor on the job. We could say that their work habits, their work ethic, their desire to excel, to do the right thing, came from consciousness, the consciousness that lived them. As this man tells it, it was such a pleasant experience to go to visit these work sites and visit these individuals. It was like walking through a park and enjoying the sight of beautiful flowers and plants in a well-manicured and cared-for garden. He was happy to be there, to see these employees. On the other hand, there were other employees that were constantly late for work, demonstrated substandard work performance, were rude with their fellow workers and customers alike, and were simply unpleasant to be around. Could it have been that in the minds of these individuals, there were thoughts of anger, of disrespect, of bickering, of gossip? Well, regardless, the bottom line was that these individuals were uprooted and replaced. And before they departed this company, they were told that in fact, they fired themselves. As a result of their failures, bring forth the good fruit, of course, that being professionalism and productivity on the job. Yes, we create our very own gardens out here in the world, and we live in them, good or not. Indeed, the Lord will comfort Zion. He would comfort all her waste places and her wilderness. He will make like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and sound of a melody. Isaiah 51:3. When true to ourselves and thinking on God, on good, we shall exhibit kindness and gentleness in our attitudes and behavior toward our fellow man. And we shall delight in doing so, my friends. For every creature finds joy in giving expression to its true nature. And our true nature is goodness, godness. This is our fundamental reason for being, to get that mind that was also in the Christ Jesus. By contemplating on God, the essence of our being, and dying to ego and limited personality of the flesh. The life of all creatures is God manifesting himself through his creation. And by dwelling on that which is of God, of us in truth, the characteristics of God, our truth, come forward into their fullest fruitage in our lives. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we sow good into our consciousness, we shall reap bountifully that which is good. I am pretty sure now, my friends, that you get the gist of this lesson. The good seeds, the godly thoughts that we plant in our consciousness grow all the more through earnest prayer and meditation. And they in turn give great increase of yet further seeds. So, by the same law, all thoughts going forth from our consciousness are multiplied in universal sphere and return to us the glorious seed-laden fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. It's never too late to start tending to our gardens, folks, to our consciousness. It's never too late to begin the weeding process. And when we are honest with ourselves, you and I, we shall see clearly that our mental gardens include many plants and weeds that are not of divine planting. and hence they must be removed. Things like human anxiety, racial prejudice, fear, anger, hate, resentments. Yes, let's say goodbye to these errors that are of the world and not of God, not of our Father within, and in truth, not of us. And so Scripture comes into play again. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. It is time right now to get to work by going within in prayer and meditation more and more to commune in the silence with our all-loving and powerful Creator. It is time to think on God, to plant nothing but good and loving thoughts. Time to uproot that which can bear no fruit, so there is room for only the perfect and the heavenly blessings of the Father, who has planted all good within each of us. It's there, folks. We need to sustain it. To this end, the words of Matthew 9:17 ring true. Neither do men put wine or new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break and the wine runneth out and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Isn't Scripture wonderful? What a message. And so, my friends, the question remains, what is going on around you these days? Your life situations, your experiences, your feelings. What is it that you are thinking about and planting in your mind today? And what has the nature of your fruit been? What does your garden look like today? By practicing the presence of God within us, the limited personality of ego dies. The weeds of the flesh are uprooted. And the Garden of Eden, the kingdom of God within, is experienced more and more each day through His loving grace. It's up to us. It's up to us. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Shall we make this lesson practical today and into the future, my friends? Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness, into your heart, into your soul, into your being? Please close your eyes. Sit comfortable in your seats. Be at ease. Be still. Be still and feel the all-powerful Spirit of you, your Father that lives you, that moves you, that has your very being. And while feeling deeply in your heart and your soul the indescribable presence of God, your being eternal, your essence, be grateful and humble of heart and give Him much praise and gratitude. Father, it is your strength, your love that are my shield and buckler. And it is your truth, your light, that goes before me, dissolving every so-called sense of lack, need, or human weakness that appears as real out here in this temporary world of effect. You have given me eternal life. And you are the glory of my being, dear God. Father, as I turn to the power of your indwelling spirit, I realize all the more the growing consciousness of my very own Christhood, even as the oak comes from the acorn. It is a natural law of spiritual unfoldment. Truly, Father, I am blessed. And so it is, dear God, for the awareness of your loving and giving presence that is here right now in all of its glory and all of its power, O most loving Father, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace. Amen. Please rise.